freaking out because today is December 8th. We're already 1 week into the last month of the year 2010. How can you make it on your own, Richie? You need help.
I can't.
And we are here to help. The Doug Steffen Good Day program in Doug's Turf Time, as we have described the turf, T-U-R-F, as being timely, useful, relevant, and fun. Don't you love radio speak? Timely, useful, relevant, and fun. So, Jennifer, give us an example of some, if there's somebody listening for the first time to this program, how can we prove to him or her that we are timely, useful, relevant, and fun?
No pressure, though, right? Easily, huh? How can we prove that we're timely?
We could spend time being sad about Elizabeth Edwards passing away. That's sad. We could be useful and explain, if there is explanation to the tax cut compromise, we could be useful in that department. But pretty much people already know what this is all about. So
we're on the cutting edge of celebrity news.
We are.
Yeah, did you hear the big war between Bristol Palin and Kathy Griffin?
Really?
Kathy Griffin is that loudmouth, vulgar, B.I.
I can't imagine them not getting along.
She's also kind of not the smartest because...
Kathy Griffin.
She was entertaining the troops and called Bristol Palin fat, to which all the troops booed her.
Good.
And, yeah. But Bristol's responded. Bristol's a tough cookie.
She doesn't have to respond. The troops did it for her. Booing is appropriate for that comment.
Yeah.
Bristol Palin's a cute... Very cute kid. And it's interesting that that her mom, Ms. Palin, would that be appropriate to call Sarah Palin Ms. Palin?
Sure.
Okay. Ms. Palin and PETA. It's PETA and Palin. Palin and PETA. Uh-huh. PETA not very happy about
imagine that.
Sarah Palin's Alaska from Sunday night. When
shooting Rudolph.
She popped off.
She hasn't met something she didn't want to shoot. That's for sure.
Yeah. And, of course, Sarah Palin knew it was coming and posted a premature message on her Facebook page writing, "Tonight's hunting episode of Sarah Palin's Alaska may be controversial." Really? I guess, let's see. PETA would not like it if she'd... did she have leather shoes on? Did we notice whether or not Sarah Palin had leather shoes on? Does she have a leather couch in her home?
I'm sure she probably wouldn't. I'm sure she's got a bearskin rug on her floor.
Yeah, probably.
It's a bar.
Bar. Remember Davy Crockett?
Killed him a bar
when he was only three?
Killed me a bar.
Davy Crockett. All right, so gossip Mel Gibson was playing with his daughter from Lucia. After church on Sunday in Malibu, apparently this is how bad the news media is. This is a 13-year-old child who is described by some writer as chubby.
No, 13-month.
What'd I say?
13 years.
I'm sorry, 13 months, yes, as chubby. Don't you want to smack him? I want
to...
It's
okay to say look how chubbers that baby is, because that's cute.
Yeah. Well, chubby is cute, but the context, you know what I'm saying? The context.
Right.
Speaking of context, in a moment, we're going to get into what actually is going to be a focus of our program through much of the day today. You can remember over the last, I think, 4 or 5 years, we've participated in Time to Talk Day in connection with the folks at Liz Claiborne in New York. A lot of people will be on the program focusing on violence, and especially violence against women. It is a national problem. I'm not sure whether the problem is being dealt with better or whether we have fewer problems, whether we're getting someplace. But just to raise the awareness of people listening to this program to the problem, if we can do that here, we've accomplished something. So in a moment, we are going to speak to Andra Teton, who is from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, about this problem. It's 12 minutes past the hour, and good day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%. One day.
It's Macy's One Day Sale Wednesday. Men's and women's sweaters 50% off. Take 30 to 50% plus an extra 20% off fine jewelry. Save on pajamas and robes, also 50% off. Take 60% off our entire stock of throws and flannel sheet sets. And fashion clearance for him and her is now 50 to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping at Macy's.com with a $99 purchase. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices, exclusions apply. See store for details.
This week, wrap up your holiday shopping with great holiday savings at True Value. Get a powerful halogen work light 500 watt for just $14.88 and save over 40%. Or pick up our triple toolbox set. Get three toolboxes for the price of one, only $12.97. Available at participating stores while supplies last. But you better wrap it up soon. Sale ends Saturday. True Value. Start right. Start here for the holidays.
Now, 13 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm in Massachusetts. Roberta is in New York, as usual, and she's in attendance at this event in New York City. Richie's in Washington, Jennifer's in Los Angeles. So we represent lots of different areas of the country. Doesn't matter where you go. The problem of violence against women is community-wide, is nationwide, and there are lots of things that are being done. I'm not sure whether... We want to stop the violence. That's always been the focus of these conversations. Every year we get involved in these things. The idea is to try to raise awareness of the problem and to figure out how to stop the violence. Andra Teton is with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. You've been working on this. What does your work specifically focus on, Andra?
Well, the CDC focuses on stopping the violence before it begins, so preventing teen dating violence.
All right. So how do we do that? Is it simple? Do you have to get to the parents? And as I ask that, I wonder out loud. I was thinking back to when I was a kid, whether my parents ever had any involvement. I mean, I think back to when I was a kid, I don't think that I thought this was a problem, although it was, but it was in a different way. You never heard of the problem. It exists. It isn't like this has just happened in the last 10 years. This has been a problem, frankly, probably for as long as men and women have been on the planet together.
Right. It's everyone's responsibility to stop dating violence, and I think there's a role for everyone for intervening with youth and families and parents and schools as well as communities, and that's some of the work that we've been doing recently is trying to equip educators with tools to prevent teen dating violence.
How do you not make it, though, overwhelming? How do you not overdo this? Or I guess another way of asking is how do we not, sometimes when overdoing it, you minimize, you go too far with an overstatement of the problem, or there's a relative degree of information that is positive and helpful, and then when you go beyond that, you know what I'm saying? There's sometimes
the
too
right
much
balance
of a focus.
Because sometimes people get numb to information
right
once they hear it, so it still has meaning if you hear it just enough.
Absolutely. It's a big job to engage people around this issue, but we have a long way to go, I think, before we kind of hit that plateau. There, a CDC study found that 1 in 10 teens reported being physically hurt or hit.
Now, we're not talking about just women. We're talking about both men and women.
Absolutely. Yes, in the past year. So I think this really underscores that we do need to have a balance, I think we have a long way to go.
Roberta,
issue.
Roberta's there.
Yes,
Roberta Fasinelli is there. You have a teenage daughter.
Yes, she's 14.
One of the things it seems to me, and I don't think we've ever talked about this on here. We talk a lot about Victoria, but in terms of this issue, how have you handled it? You heard us talking about not wanting to overdo it. How do you explain to her? Because she's a woman, a young woman coming of age. She's maturing. She's at the age where she's going to have the same hormonal issues that every other teenager coming into puberty is having. So What do you tell her about?
Well, the first thing I tell her is that wait till you're 18 to do anything in your sexual life, because if you're under 18 and you get involved, then I have to get involved because I'm your mother and you're a minor. So that's the first thing that I've told her. But I think a lot of it with her is empowerment, is giving her the self-esteem to, if somebody is abusing her, to say stop, to say no. I think a lot of it has to do with young women, especially has to do with self-esteem issues, that, you know, they get so involved with this other person, be it a young man or a young woman, that they don't recognize the fact that they are being abused, because they've got all these hormones.
Well,
these
Absolutely. They have the hormonal thing, and they also have the issue of parents not paying enough attention to them
reason. Yeah, and being able to talk to your parents. My question for Andra is, I mean, Center of Disease Controls, right? Why is the CDC, you think of the CDC involved with diseases, with the toxic stuff, why is the CDC involved with this?
Well, most people do think of us in terms of things like the flu, but we take that same science and apply it to other issues that are have a significant effect on the health and well-being of Americans. And, for example, violence. My center deals with, tries to prevent the violence that has consequences such
as
injury.
How do you
death.
Try to prevent the violence? What happens?
Well, we have a number of projects underway to try and both build the evidence base and mobilize communities around this issue. One of the things that I'm most excited about is our online training, which is called Dating Matters. And that is for educators, coaches, really anyone working with youth who needs more information about the risk factors and warning signs of dating violence. And the training also underscores the importance of building these healthy relationships among our youth.
So you're talking mental health in this area, in a way, also.
It cuts across, violence cuts across all areas, mental and physical health.
Well, there is certainly violence is not just physical. There's abuse that takes place, violent words. There are suggestions that come from people who are trying to control,
and can you help
others
define what the CDC, like, the definition of abuse in the CDC's mind?
Absolutely. Teen dating violence really involves three different spheres of violent behavior that occurs in a current or former dating relationship, and that can be emotional, such as putting someone down, belittling them, calling them names. It could be physical, such as hitting, slapping, pushing, shoving, or sexual, such as coercing someone into having sex. But also, you know, we're seeing these same forms of violence in other mediums, such as electronic media, of repeated texts to track where your dating partner is, posting embarrassing pictures or information about your dating partner on social networking sites. These are also forms of dating violence.
Does bullying kind of fit into that? We've heard so much about bullying stories in the news lately. Is that part of this, or is that separate from this?
Well, I think that there are some similarities, and we have some research going on at CDC now that's looking at some of those similarities, but there are also some differences. And I think when we look at the similarities, in both teen dating violence and bullying, there are fundamental problems with how these youth are behaving in relationships, and that's where the opportunity for prevention is to equip youth and their communities and teachers and parents with the skills to build healthy relationships.
Andra, thank you for your input. It's a good way for us to launch this conversation. Andra Teton, who's with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, explaining why they, as a government agency, are involved in this thing. It seems to make good sense. Roberta Fasanelli is at the headquarters of Liz Faber in New York as we continue this day-long effort of raising awareness to the problem. On Good Day, it's 21 after the hour.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. 800-499 Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
This is the time of year for some really neat musical contributions. And the one done by Bing Crosby and David Bowie was extraordinary. The year it was released, late in Bing Crosby's life, called The Little Drummer Boy.
The newborn king to see pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum.
It's hard to imagine two more different entertainers, musicians, singers than these two. And yet together in this mode, they sound fantastically together, don't they? David Bowie and Bing Crosby. Bowie, Bowie. You say Bowie, I'll say Bowie, Richard.
No, I'll say he's wimping the Bowie, that David Bowie.
Bowie. So a big shout out to Bing and Bowie.
Bowie.
Yeah, Bowie. Bowie, Bowie.
Bowie?
Bowie. Bowie, Bowie. Anyway, much love from them. Now, this tune has been revived this year, and I have not heard this yet, so I've asked Richie to find the new version of this song, sort of a rockified version from Jack Black and Jason Segel. So let's see what they do with Little Drummer Boy. Brand new is on sale at iTunes today, by the way.
It's Jack Blake.
What'd I say?
Black.
I was told it was Jack Black.
No, it's Jack Blake.
How do you know? It's not. It's Black. Oh, shut up. Shut up. Turn it up.
A newborn king to see pa-rum-pa-bum-bum.
Jack Blake and sure
shut up.
Bring pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. To lay before the king, pa rum pa pum pum, rum pa pum pum.
I think this thing cranks up.
I hope so.
Crank it up.
Come, nature, pa rum pa pum pum. A newsborn.
I don't know who Jason Segel is, should I, Roberta?
He's on How I Met Your Mother, and he's in a couple of movies.
Would you have thought that they would make a good singing pair together?
Never would have. No.
All right, Richie, crank this up. I want to hear.
Can it be?
That has to be Jack Blake.
That's Jack Blake, yes.
Every child must be made aware. Every child must be made to care. It's a great message. When at this time of year, especially when you have children your age, Rich, the children all think that it's about them. Mm-hmm. And they can't wait for Christmas morning.
Right.
They open up all the presents and all of that. So this is a large charge for you and for Janet and other parents of children who are this age.
Who
need to teach their children that children are an important cog in the wheel of Christmas, but it's not all about them. In fact, it is. It's sort of been twisted around to make it about the.
That's one thing that I'm trying to do is, you know, hey, this isn't just Santa Claus. This isn't just the presents. This isn't just the glitz and the glam of the holiday. You know, there's something more to this. And they get it. They get it. You know, they're still excited to get all the presents and Santa Claus and all that stuff. But at least they kind of get the message. So.
Yeah. And it doesn't have anything to do, as we all know, really. With the one and the other have been put together because the Christian church, the Catholic church, took over the pagan holiday, which was the celebration of the end of the year, and attributed Jesus' birth, which of course is nonsense because Jesus was born in March. So they just said,
hey, listen, we'll kind of blend the two.
Yeah, right.
It's a great story.
Yeah. Speaking of good stories, Shelley Palmer up next here on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use about technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Consumer Reports rated AT&T the worst U.S. mobile provider in a survey of over 58,000 subscribers. Despite the poor marks, the iPhone 4 was tied in first place for handsets. Will the iPhone's future availability on other carriers force AT&T to make some improvements? I'm not holding my breath. In other news, you will not be surprised to learn that according to Symantec's newest report, 2010 is a record year for spam. About 90% of all messages sent were either malware or spam attempts. That's up 1.4% from last year. With no end in sight for the termination of junk mail, the doors are wide open for entrepreneurs in the security sector. And finally, Microsoft will include tracking protection in the release of Internet Explorer 9. The new feature will allow users to create a list of sites that cannot track them. But are sites you are visiting frequently really the ones you should be worried about blocking? The short answer is no. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
A big day deserves a better breakfast. Right now, get a 16-ounce cup of Seattle's Best Coffee and any egg muffin melt for just $2.50. Like the Taste-O-Rific Western Egg White and Cheese, made just how you want it. The Subway $2.50 Breakfast Combo.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
For a limited time only, participating restaurants and a combined group of offers or discount cards, plus tax or free.
This week, wrap up your holiday shopping with great holiday savings at True Value. Get a powerful halogen work light 500 watt for just $1,488 and save over 40%. Or pick up our triple toolbox set. Get three toolboxes for the price of one, only $1,297. Available at participating stores while supplies last. But you better wrap it up soon. Sale ends Saturday. True Value. Start right. Start here. For the
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. Bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Now 33 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program around the country. The issue of violence against women, something important, and every year we spend a good deal of time in associating with folks at Liz Claiborne talking about this. It's this information. You have the info, you have the power, and you want to take action, or at least have ideas that are in your head that help you to either understand the problem or deal with the problem or keep a problem from happening. That's better. And we'll get back to our focus in a moment. First, though, Roberta Fasanelli, who is at the Liz Claiborne headquarters in New York City, is here to help us shop free, or as Roberta would put it, shopping for free.
The diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
You can make this as loud as you want, Roberta.
I can make this as loud as I want. Want me to shout it? No. I won't do it. I won't be impolite.
Okay.
I'll be very polite. Okay. Four great items for you today. Looking for Christmas books. You want to read your little one's bedtime stories. You want to read yourself bedtime stories. You just want to read about Christmas. Why you'd want to do that, I don't know. But we have them from Amazon.com free, for free, as Doug likes to say.
No, Doug doesn't like to
say
that.
Six books for free. I'm just doing that to annoy you, Doug. Go to Amazon.com. We have a link for you on the DougSteffen.com website. Restaurant.com. You know how I love Restaurant.com. They have the $25 gift certificates now for just $2, and we have that secret password that gets them to you for $2. Normally, they're $10, but they got an 80% off sale right now. These make tremendous Christmas gifts, and heck, for $2, you give somebody something worth $25. That ain't too bad. Sports Authority. We've got some great coupons for you. Get up to 25% off your purchase at Sports Authority, only on the DougSteffen.com website. And remember those entertainment books, you know, that has all the little coupons?
Yeah, everything
from movies to restaurants to like bowling alleys to what have you. We've got some incredible discounts for those. You can get them down to, below $10 in some cases, depending on how you broker it on this site. So just click on DougSteffen.com and get somebody's pulling all the wires here. And get...
You're still on wonderfully.
They're pulling all of our stuff apart. Entertainment books for a really low price.
Would know that.
And
if
this,
you hadn't told
well,
me
I'm
that.
Just afraid they're going to disconnect me. And this makes wonderful Christmas
loss.
Gifts as well. You can give somebody the entertainment book with a Sports Authority item with a restaurant.com coupon and a free book from Amazon.
Yeah,
all on the clean and cheap website on DougSteffen.com or GoodDayShow.com.
When they pull the plug, it'll all be over. Wonderful.
I think they pulled the plug on me a long time ago. I don't know it yet.
The people who pull the plug were Stern and Imus, and that's how you get to me.
Did you see they're going to lower Stern's salary?
No, he says he went into a tirade yesterday on the air about that because he can do that being on Sirius. He doesn't worry about the FCC, and so the expletives weren't deleted from that. I'm convinced that he's going to go to What do we say that?
iTunes.
The iTunes thing.
No, that's a hoax.
No, it's not really.
It wasn't true.
No.
So can I go into a tirade when you lower my salary?
Of course, yeah. Roberta. Help yourself. Then we will pull the plug.
Someone might pull the plug.
Exactly. In a moment, we meet Jane Randall, who will help us further along our road to understanding the problem of teen violence at teenagers. And this is not just about young women, although certainly there are more women who are victimized than men. But this is a universal problem. And we've been talking about this. We've had these specials on once a year for, I think, the past 6 years anyway, as Liz Claiborne is involved, and good for them. It's good to take a stand. More companies ought to be socially relatable as they are. So we'll meet Jane Randall in a moment here on Good Day.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Macy's declares Friday National Believe Day. To celebrate, the Make-A-Wish Foundation will grant wishes across America, and you can help. For every stamped letter to Santa that Macy's collects on Friday, we'll give an additional dollar to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. That's in addition to the up to $1 million already committed for letters dropped off through Christmas Eve. Together, we can collect more than a million reasons to believe. Drop off your Santa letter Friday during Macy's National Believe Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Suppose you needed $500 tomorrow to pay off an unexpected bill. Do you have it? In this economy, a lot of people have already tapped out their savings. Hi, I'm Montel Williams from Money Mutual, your trusted source to over 60 lenders that can get you up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. Have you tapped out your savings? Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. It's quick and it's easy. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about the overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. Once again, that's MontelMoneyMutual.com. Or call 1-800-532-CASH. That's 1-800-532-CASH.
800-510-8255 reaches us on the Good Day program now, because I also can text us, because Clay Cohut, our director of social media, is monitoring that as usual. 646-926. Doug, what about the issue of domestic violence and how it may affect you or your family or somebody that you know? Because pretty much everybody's been touched by it. You may not even know it, but most families, sadly, have been touched by this. Liz Claiborne is a very willing, as a matter of fact, the reason we're sort of doing this today is because of the work of the folks at Liz Claiborne, known far and wide as a, could we say, Roberta, that they are fashion, the consciousness of younger women, especially when it comes to fashion, is connected to Liz Claiborne?
Oh, absolutely. You know, their Juicy Couture brand is just huge among young people. I mean, every young person.
What age would you say? When you say young people, what is the age of people?
I would say my daughter, she started around 10 or 11 in recognition.
And into the 20s for sure.
Really? Yeah, and all the way into the 20s.
All right, so then people who are in college have awareness of Liz Claiborne and who they are, and hopefully this program. It seems to me when we first got started, we talked a lot about the force. I mean, today we started talking about it in terms of young teenage women who are in high school. I'm on the board of trustees of my alma mater, Heidelberg University in Northwest Ohio. And I know, even in a place, and I say this without trying to sound pejorative, Northwest Ohio, the town that Heidelberg is in, isn't exactly New York City. And yet these problems exist. It doesn't matter, the point being, it doesn't matter where you are.
Mm-hmm.
This is a problem. Jane Randall joins us, who is from Liz Claiborne, and helps us understand why it is important for Liz Claiborne. You are marketing to women this age, so does that make this a good cause? It makes it relevant for you to be involved in this, Jane?
You know, first of all, thank you so much for coming back for 6 years, and thank you for having me on your show. You know, what's interesting about our company is we have Liz Claiborne, Inc. has lots of brands within our organization. And so not only do we market to young women, college-age women, but we market to parents. And so talk about things that affect teenagers or college students, it's really important to help talk to their parents as well. And one of the big agendas that we have is pushing education in schools. It started really with middle and high schools for us. We have a curriculum called Love Is Not Abuse, and it's intended to help teach kids about this issue, because when we did research, not only to show what the prevalence of dating abuse is amongst teenagers, which showed us actually that nearly one in three who've been in relationships have experienced the most serious forms of dating abuse, including sexual abuse, physical abuse, and threats of harm to their partner themselves, which means, you know, if you break up with me, I'll kill myself kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, for us and for my CEO in particular, the Yardley Love case that happened in Virginia last spring was really a huge wake-up call. I mean, here were these two athletes, prominent athletes, and, you know, he killed her as a result of their relationship. And we realized that, you know, what's great, and we'll continue to do what we do strongly in middle and high schools and work with parents of who've been affected and concerned citizens to get laws passed in as many states as we can mandating education in middle and high schools. You can't just stop there, because statistics tell us that 16 to 24-year-old females are most at risk for this problem. And so we have adapted our high school curriculum, and it's being launched officially today for the colleges as well. And it's been a really wonderful endeavor to work. We've worked with people, obviously, on the college campuses. We don't do any of this ourselves, and it's been great.
Now, when you adapted for college, did you focus on different things than you do for the younger kids? Obviously, college kids would be more sexually active than younger kids would be.
You know, what we did was the curriculum is really a 4-day curriculum at this point. We just updated the high school curriculum. We just updated it to include digital dating abuse, changing it from a 3-lesson to a 4-lesson plan, because that's such a big problem. And frankly, parents, kids, teachers, you throw up your hands. It's so scary. It's so overwhelming. So we changed it to now 3 standalone pieces. In other words, you know, I went to a small liberal arts university, and so my thought was, oh, you just do it during freshman orientation, because that's when they did all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But, you know, we worked with people from Columbia University, from University of Kansas, and, you know, those are far bigger schools with bigger populations, and the guy from UKansas was like, are you kidding? You know, our freshman orientation is how to manage our campus. You know, I mean, it's just a really different thing. And so we needed it to be able to be very adaptable, and that's why we did the 3 standalone pieces, so that, you know, they can do it however they need to do it in whatever circumstances.
Mm-hmm. I'm concerned that we have the same message for men as we do for women. We hear a lot about women. There is a problem, not as great, but there is, as women, for whatever the reason, become more prominent. I don't know what the best description is, but I do know that we have had examples of men being abused, sometimes physically, emotionally, in the same ways that women are abused. How do we deal with that?
You know, it is very, I mean, the biggest message the whole message that this day is about, this Time to Talk Day, is to break the silence around these issues, to let people, whether they're men or women, teenagers, elderly people, come out and feel free that they can talk about these issues and that there is no stigma. Because, as you said, there is a huge stigma that women feel. You can only imagine, as a man, how they feel.
Yeah, with the whole ego thing, how does it look if a guy gets beat up by a girl?
Right.
You know, I would actually make the conjecture, and I'm not I've done this work for a long time, but I'm not an expert. I don't do direct service. But my conjecture is that what you see in female-on-male abuse is far more emotional abuse than physical, because the physicality is generally such that a man would overpower, you know, a woman.
And this would also translate into gay couples as well.
Absolutely. I mean, this issue does not discriminate. It doesn't discriminate based on sex. on sexual orientation, on religion, on socioeconomic status, I mean, you know, ethnicity, you know, you name it. It is an equal opportunity offender.
Let's talk about a little bit about the scope of this Liz Claiborne project. I mean, this is about 20 years old now. I think next year is the 20th anniversary of Love Is Not Abuse. How many schools and where is this program located?
Sure. The high school program has really only been since 2005. And so far we've had our curriculum has been taught in more than 10,000 schools around the country. But that's just not nearly enough when you think about all the middle and high schools. And so we're pushing and pushing. We work with these parents from the Love Is Not Abuse Coalition, many of them who've lost children to this issue, and many of them have lost children, interestingly, in their 20s, you know, in their early 20s, right after college. I can name two off the top of my head. And all of whom have said, and I don't mean to go back to this, but I guess I do, that, you know, they didn't know what this was. Their kids didn't know what it was. And we go back to this idea that if you educate, you know, the thought process now is if you educate people in middle school about what, you know, the kids learn about drugs and sex and alcohol every year in school, right, in middle and high school. And if they don't learn about it in school, they learn about it from their parents. And so the idea is if we can tell
their peers.
Or from their peers. But that's exactly why we did the curriculum, because these kids go to each other. They don't go to adults for these issues. They go to each other. So they need to be able to help each other. And by help each other, I'm not saying give them advice on how to get out of a relationship. I'm saying know that there are resources out there, like loveisrespect.org, which is the National Teen Dating Abuse Helpline, so that they know they can get help.
So tell me about the helpline.
The helpline is
important.
The helpline is really important. The helpline is something... You know, I'm saying patting ourselves on the back, but it's something that we, after we did the curriculum, we realized that not every locality is going to have resources for teens. Because if you think about it, a teen has a very different issue ahead of them than an adult. They generally don't live together. They often don't have children together. They don't necessarily have children together. They don't have financial responsibilities. It's just a different issue. And so we said, well, there should be one national resource. There is a national domestic violence hotline, but no teenager is going to identify themselves as a victim of domestic violence. And so we worked actually with the National Domestic Violence Hotline to create the Teen Dating Abuse Helpline, loveisrespect.org. And the idea is, you know, a lot of their services online because that's where kids are. And so they can do live chats with peer advocates. And it's just been growing and growing and growing. And it's a great resource for kids or adults.
Biggest thing, though, the biggest problem is to overcome the stigma attached with coming forth. I think that would be
100%.
Making people feel comfortable or feel like it's the right, even if it isn't comfort, feeling like it's the right thing to do. In fact, it's the only thing to do. Jane, thank you for the explanations. As we continue to support what Liz Claiborne and so many other people are doing, the need for education is underscored here as we talk about teenage abuse, violence, etc. 49 past the hour on Good Day.
The holidays are no doubt fun, but exhausting. The grind of it all can leave us focused on everyone but ourselves. Make your well-being a priority this holiday season and put Nature's Youth at the top of your Christmas list. Nature's Youth creates natural supplements that enhance your ability to defy aging, empowering you to feel younger, healthier, happier, and more fulfilled. What better time to feel more fulfilled than the holidays? And how convenient that most of their more than 100 products fit perfectly in a stocking. Like a box of Nature's Youth RSF, the all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And guess what? Place any order, anything between now and January 1st, get $5 off that order and get a free bottle of Pro GHR spray. I mean, it is the holidays. Take advantage of the special holiday savings. $5 off any order, plus a free bottle of Pro GHR spray between now and January 1st. Call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923. Or log on to naturesyouth.com.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods.
and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Three past the hour now as the Doug Steffen Good Day program continues along. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show is here to focus on your childhood memories of your dog and your cat and how that has affected your adult workings with the lovely dogs and cats and pets that you have. If you think a multiple cat home is dirty, smelly, and untidy, pretty much what we talk about with regard to Jennifer's house. Think again.
My house is adorable and
that is
smells good.
The message from multiple cat owners across our country who entered the Purina Tidy Cat Search for America's Most Welcoming Home contest. Bobby Owens has more on a surprising new survey about multiple cat owners and their homes.
A new survey from Purina Tidy Cats reveals nearly one in two Americans has purposely not visited a home with two or more cats. Home expert and Tidy Cat spokesperson Yvette Rios says having multiple cats is a way of life for millions of Americans, and it's time to change the bad catitudes.
As a multiple cat owner, it's frustrating that so many misperceptions continue to exist about people who have more than one cat, including the cleanliness of our homes. I've teamed up with Purina Tidy Cats to help debunk these myths.
15 finalists have been named in the Purina Tidy Cat Search for America's Most Welcoming Home contest. And now, America is invited to vote to help select the two finalists.
I'll be visiting the two finalist homes and will help select one grand prize winner who will receive $5,000, a year's supply of Tidy Cats, and a welcoming home party for 10 of their friends.
To vote in the contest, visit TidyCats.com. That's Lifestyles from Purina Tidy Cats.
55 past the hour, Warren Eckstein is here on the Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, Clay Cohut. We all have cats, and there is, we tease sometimes, Warren, about how dirty cats are. We hear these stories all the time about the old grandmother who's got 43 cats in her house. She has cat poop everywhere, the house stinks of urine, those sorts of things. But that's the exception and not the rule. I wonder how often you get calls and questions about keeping cats clean. How do you like that for alliteration? Keeping cats clean. Pretty good. On your weekend program, what is the secret to not having a dirty, smelly, untidy home if you do have one or two or three or four or more cats?
Having an intelligent person that's going to take care of the situation. But yeah, first of all, you know, cat poop is no worse than any other poop in the world. If you clean it up, it doesn't smell. So the bottom line is if you have a cat or multiple cats, which is it's kind of an interesting statistic. There are more dog households in America, Doug,
yeah. But
there are more cats as pets in the country because of the multiple cat scenario. But I have literally had as many as 15 and 20 cats at a time, and quite honestly, people would walk into my house and they would say, how you doing? They wouldn't smell the cats because as soon as they went, I would clean it up. It was just my responsibility. So the old wives' tale about if you have cats, the house is going to smell like a cat, totally not true if you're a good cat guardian.
All right, so then it's just all about having a conscious.
I mean, just what about the natural odor of the cat? I mean, I know that my dog, you know, sometimes it has nothing to do with his bathroom habits.
Have
but
you
sometimes...
ever been on a subway?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what about the natural odor of people? How do you know it's a cat that smells in the house?
And I think dogs smell worse than cats if you, like, sniff the animal itself, don't you think, Warren?
Well, there's only a little bit. The reason cats may have a little bit more of an odor and is because they're constantly grooming themselves. So if they've eaten just a can of tuna fish, for example, cat tuna, and they're grooming themselves, they're going to have kind of a tuna smell on them because of the constant grooming. So sometimes they do have a little bit more of a body odor. But then again, with my cats, if there was any smell, I would use one of these washcloths and then wipe them down and just clean them off, just
how
like
much,
any other living thing.
How much of a factor is what you feed them? I know in Hugs and Kisses you have that line of wonderful products that help in terms of vitamins, minerals, supplements for cats and dogs. You have a different compound for cats, and one would wonder whether that addresses some of these things about odors. If you are eating the right thing, then you will smell less poorly.
Great. It's a great question. It's like the person who had a big Italian dinner last night and is kind of leaching garlic the next day. So absolutely,
right.
Especially with cats because, you know, cats have a real sensitive palate and cats don't eat with their mouth. They eat with their nose. So the manufacturers of cat food know to make it smell really, really good. So when the cat eats it and they digest it, if it's not being digested properly, you're going to get that odor. And that's where supplements like Hugs and Kisses come in. What it really does is it absorbs the food and aids with digestion. So the food is digested thoroughly. Therefore, you don't have that smell that you would normally have.
I saw a promo for a television program on Animal Planet called The Haunted Paranormal Investigator Investigates Animals. Animal Planet's A Haunted airs apparently on Fridays. This guy, Mark Keyes, who's a paranormalist, is trying to figure out what happens to dogs in the afterlife.
What does a ghost cow say?
Moo.
Moo.
Moo. Moo.
Listen, we're going to talk about that because I believe that there are ghost animals all over.
All right,
the place.
We'll save that for our next visit. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here on The Good Day Show.